See, devotees, in all the villages of India like to come in the evening when the day is over. And the sun travels to the western horizon. And listen about the activities of Krishna, because listening about the pastimes of the Supreme Lord has two effects. It brings Krishna into our hearts and drives Maya, the illusion, out of our heart. This is the result of hearing about Krishna. And I invite you now to hear the most amazing pastime of Krishna. How the prince of Dvaraka turned into the playful boy of Vrindavan. Once Narada Muni, the Deva Rishi, the saint amongst the heavenly beings, visited the king of the universe, Indra, in his opulent palace. Indra was on his throne. He was morose. He had sent away the heavenly dancing girls because nothing, not even the Soma Rasa, could lift up his mood. Narada Muni saw Indra alone in this huge courtyard, sitting on a golden throne with a mood which looked as gloomy as the destruction of the universe. "What's wrong with you, Indra?" Narada Muni asked. And Indra did not even want to speak nor look in his way. His eyes were downcast on the floor. Narada Muni tried a second time. "What gives your mind so much pain, Indra, that you cannot even look in my eyes?" Finally, Indra let go of a long sigh. "I am the worstest. I am the greatest offender. Because when Krishna was present in Vrindavan as the darling, the enchanter of all the residents of Vrindavan, including the deer and the peacock, I created an offense and attacked Krishna." Narada Muni said, "Yes, I remember. Krishna himself has said in the Bhagavad Gita that those foolish people who are unintelligent and who despise him will never ever know him." And Narada Muni quoted this verse, "Naham prakasha sarvasya." Where Krishna says, "I'm never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them, I'm covered by my internal potency. And therefore, they do not know me, who am unborn and infallible." Welcome, Jivani. Welcome. "But what did you do," said Narada Muni, "in order to bring Indra more to the moment?" "Well," said Indra, "when the Vrijbasis, the residents of Vrindavan, did not make their annual sacrifice where they offered sandesh and rasagula, these are milk sweets, to me, I thought, where are my sandwich and milk sweets? Then when I heard that Krishna had told the residents of Vrindavan to not worship me, Indra, the ruler of this universe, but instead take the offerings and offer it to a hill called Govardhan, I flipped out. These were my words. These cowherd men in Vrindavan have neglected my authority on the advice of this talkative boy who is known as Krishna. He's nothing but a mere child. And by believing this child, they have enraged me. Thus I ordered the Samvataka clouds, which destroy the universe at the time of the cosmic destruction, to go and destroy all the prosperity of Vrindavan. Narada Muni, I was so much in illusion that I revolted against my Lord Krishna. I said, these men of Vrindavan have become too puffed up over their material opulence and are overconfident due to the presence of their very tiny friend, Krishna. He's simply talkative. He talks too much. He's too childish. And he's unaware of the complete cosmic situation, although he's thinking himself very advanced in knowledge. Because these people have taken Krishna so seriously, they must be punished. They should be destroyed along with their cows. In this way, I became the greatest offender. I told my servants to cut the chains which were binding the supremely aggressive Samvataka clouds and go to Vrindavan, where they should destroy all the residents of Vrindavan, starting with the cows. Then they should attack Krishna, all the time his father, Nanda Maharaj, the king of Vrindavan, should be bound to a tree and see how all those who were dear to him would be first tortured and then killed. In this way, covered by aggression and illusion, I could not appreciate Krishna, the Lord of Love, who is situated in Vrindavan and engages in loving pastimes. Now, Krishna has left Vrindavan. He has gone on to Dwaraka, where he is in the role of a prince, no longer dressed in a cowherd garment, but in a kingly dress. He's no longer surrounded by loving friends, but by military. He's no longer the Lord of sweetness, but the Lord of divine opulence. But I long to see that form, the Lord of Vrindavan. Narada Muni said, I can understand your misery, but I can also see that you are regretting your past mistake. Lord Krishna is known as the Lord of Mercy, and I will do something by my own intelligence that will impel the Lord of opulence to again become a playful, very enchanting little child. Just be ready, Indra. And when I call three times, Indra, 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 you must come from wherever you are to the place from where I'm calling, because then you will see the miracle of love before your own eyes. Oops, Indra was very... You think there's hope for me? Never give in to hopelessness. Narada Muni went straight to Dwaraka, where he met with Devaki. Who's Devaki? Is she the mother of Krishna? This is the question. Some think she is. He went to Devaki, who was known by some as the mother of Krishna. See, it's not so easy. The mother of God? No. God is a very complicated person. He doesn't take birth the way we take birth. And he said, Devaki, how could you be so forgetful? When Krishna was born to you in the prison cell of Kamsa, you prayed. You said, whoever's there, whichever demigod heals me, Kamsa, my brother, is out to hunt down Krishna. If he will find out that I have given birth to my eighth son, he will come with his sword and kill him, my eighth son. Whoever's here who hears me, whichever god has an ear to a mother, protect my little darling Krishna from my brother. And if he is protected, I promise, Devaki listened and said, yes, I remember all of this. Do you remember your promise? Yes, I remember my promise, said Devaki. Narada Muni, you don't need to say any longer. I say it myself. I promised to make a huge yagya, a sacrifice, to say thank you for protecting Krishna. And I have forgotten my promise. Narada Muni said, that's why I'm here. I want to remind you. Narada Muni, we will go to Kurukshetra and we will make the biggest sacrifice in Kurukshetra, and we will invite everyone. We will invite Brahma, we will invite Shiva, we will invite... Who else? Agni Kuvera. The people of Radha Desh, the visitors of the Kirtan course, everyone to attend that sacrifice, where Krishna himself will be guided by learned brahmanas to offer ghee and oblations into the fire as a thank you to the devatas, the mighty beings of heavens. At this moment, there was a noise in the background. No, 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 said the background. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, said the voice. And in comes the mother of Kamsa. Her name is Padmavati, and he's slightly confused. It's not dementia, but it is something like dementia mixed with hatred. She said, invite everyone to come to the sacrifice, but not the residents of Vrindavan. or why not say Devaki? These residents of Vrindavan, they claim Krishna is the son of Nanda and Yashoda. They say Krishna is not the son of Devaki and her husband Vasudev. They were with Krishna. Krishna had so much trouble when he stayed with them. Attack after attack from a demon after demon came. And then they were not even grateful when Krishna protected them. But they made him work in the fields to herd the cows. They didn't even give him shoes. And music, as music, that he only had a bamboo flute. They couldn't even give him proper musical instrument and toys. And the worst is, they didn't feed him as a recompensation of his hard work of cow herding. They kept him hungry so much that he had to steal the butter in the night. This is how cruel they were. Padmavati is a little confused, as you can hear about the pastimes of Krishna. Okay, said Narada Muni, then I will invite everyone except the residents of Vrindavan. And he smiled, and in his mind he said, TK. TK means everything works well. So the first thing Narada Muni did is he levitated, then he went into the where the airways are, the secret passageways which mystics know to use, and he went to Vrindavan. He had a special mission there. He wanted to tell the inhabitants or Krishna's most dearest devotees that Krishna will be there for sacrifice at a place which is only 70 kilometers from Vrindavan. And everyone is invited. Even all the residents of planet Earth, but they are excited. You know, invited means you can come. If you are excited, you cannot come. Narada Muni descended upon Vrindavan. My dear devotees, do you know how Vrindavan looked without Krishna? Can you even imagine Vrindavan without Krishna? Everyone cried, even the stones cried for Krishna. The birds were skinny like Abhijit. They were not able to pay attention for a long time. The deers were not coming out of the forest any longer. There was no longer the flute of Krishna. Narada Muni saw one resident of Vrindavan and asked, I need to go to the house of Nanda and Yashoda. How will I find it? The resident said, do you see the channel here? Follow the channel. It's a channel of tears which Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj have cried because they miss Krishna so much. Follow that channel and you will find the home of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. When Narada Muni followed the channel, he arrived at a house which was covered with cobwebs. Even the kitchen was covered with cobwebs, because since the time where Krishna had left Vrindavan, no cooking activities had been going on in the kitchen. and they saw a lonely woman, emaciated like the best of yogis, sitting in the courtyard of the house, chanting, Krishna, Kanaya, Krishna, Kanaya, Krishna, Govinda, Gopala, save me. That was the mother of Krishna. Further down, they saw a man. He looked like the wisest of men. He had a bird which looked like black pepper and white. White, you know, pepper, white, something. White hairs and black pepper. And he would say, Krishna, Kanaya, Gopal, Govinda, please save me. My life has almost left me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Yes, these two people were singing like this, intensely thinking of Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Everyone felt only one feeling, a separation, a little bit like this flute. There is a question. Dear flute, why do you cry all the time? The flute answers, when I was taken away from the other bamboo rods, I was taken away from my family. Now I'm alone and I'm crying to go back to those who I love. If you would ask the residents of Vrindavan, why do you cry? They would answer like the flute, I was taken away from Krishna, whom I loved so much that all my thoughts were Krishna, all my activities were for Krishna. I was in the nectar of Krishnamrita. Now I cry because I'm no longer in the nectar. Please, my dear devotees, sing. Sing for Krishna, longing for Krishna. With some devotional bhakti, please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna,
Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, please sing again. Hare Krishna, Hare. Everybody, please. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare, Hare. But where we go now, there was no flute. End of flute. First Narada says, Nanda, wake up. Yashoda, come out of your meditation. I have news of Krishna. Immediately, the woman and the man went out. News of Krishna, tell us. Yes, Krishna will come to Kurukshetra. Acha! That's only 70 kilometers from here. Yes. And he will engage in a great sacrifice. Wonderful. It will be a thank you to all the devatas, the heavenly beings who have protected Krishna, so that he stayed that he survived Kamsa. Oh, very good, said Yashoda. Yes, everyone is invited. Wonderful, said Yashoda. Why do you cry? Said Nanda Maharaj. Narada said, everyone is invited except you. My dear devotees, it's impossible to describe the reaction of Nanda and Yashoda when they heard that Krishna was so nearby, the person they missed most, but there was an order that they could not come and be with Krishna. Oh. Yashoda cried, Nanda cried. But then Yashoda, Nanda said, oh Yashoda, he's our son. When our son makes a ceremony, his parents do not need an invitation. It's understood that we come. Oh, very good logic, said Yashoda. Narada Muni was smiling, and in his mind he said, TK. And he went back to the sacrifice where in Kurukshetra, which was going in full swing. There was this yagya. I want to describe to you briefly the yagya. All the aristocracy, all the people, all the rishis, saints, sadhus had established to see that great yagya. They had taken, some of them had dressed in their best cloth. Not the sadhus, they don't have good cloth. But everyone. had been there. It was a yagya, and the center of the festivities, you know, in the midst, surrounded by royal tents, there was this fenced off arena of the yagya, and inside the arena were a few brahmanas. There was a huge fire, and there was Krishna, the prince of Dwaraka, sitting. He had a bluish, effulgent complexion, a huge turban. He was dressed in royal cloth, and with a neutral expression, he was pouring ghee, clarified butter, as an offering of sacrifice into the fire. And he would say, Agni Dev Swaha, Indra Dev Swaha, Shiva Ki Jai, Swaha, Swaha. And it was a loud chanting of the Brahmanas who chanted, Om Vishnu Paramang Padam Sadapashanti Suraya. No, so many mantras were going on. It was loud. This fenced-off arena had four gates which were protected by guards, by the best of guards, who stood there with spears and with a sword, well-armed. Hare Krishna Maharaj, come with us. welcome. They were all there, guarding the four cardinal entrance points, and there was military, high security, and a lot of extravaganza going on, and Krishna sitting totally concentrated with a very neutral expression. Everything went on well. All of a sudden, there was an upset in the atmosphere. Colorful men, colorful ladies, and a procession with ox carts filled with the best of milk sweets arrived. They danced and they chanted Krishna Kanaya Dauji Kebaya. They were really making an uproar. We know how to sing this. Krishna Kanaya Dauji Kebaya. Krishna Kanaya.
A little higher.
Krishna Kanaya Dauji Kebaya. Krishna Kanaya Dauji Kebaya. Krishna Kanaya Dauji Kebaya. They broke all the formalities. They were dancing in abundant, spontaneous love. They were effulgent, and they broke into the formality of a Vedic yagya, and they arrived before the four gates. On one gate came the cowherd boys, and they said, let us pass. There is Krishna inside. He's our friend. The guard said, what? Krishna doesn't have such friends who have cow dung on their dhotis. On the other gate were other boys who said, let us come in, guards. Why should the guard, said the guards, we are the servants of Krishna. We brought some sweets for him. Servants? Look at your dress. How can you be the servants of the king of Dwaraka? In the other gates came the gopis, very shy. They said to the guards, guards, we implore you, we see him inside, let us go in. Who are you? We are the friends of Krishna. You village ladies, the friends of our highly moral Krishna. He's married to 16,108 queens, not to village girls. And in the fourth gate came Nanda and Yashoda. And Yashoda could see through the fence Saint Krishna pouring. And the God said, well, don't tell us you are the parents of Krishna. Exactly, we are the parents of Krishna. You are not the parents of Krishna. Padmavati has warned us against you people of Vrindavan. Devaki and Vasudev are the parents of Krishna. The gods were highly disturbed. At this moment, from the airways, making his celebrated sound, gulum, boom, boom. Like this. Finally, my machine is good. Came Narada Muni, and he said, where is the trouble? The trouble, said the gods, these people disturb it. Disturb the yagya. They claim they are friends, servants, lovers, and parents of the prince of Dwaraka. Narada said, let us find out who are the parents of Krishna. We will make the parent test. Now, what is the parent test? This is something for parents to know. How will I know that Manoha and not the king of Alaska is the father of Jivani? How will I make the test? The parent test. In the meantime, Yashoda was just, let us go, let us go. Let me embrace my boy. Narada Muni is authority, Deva Rishi. He said, we must make the parent test. I suggest that let Devaki call Krishna in all this noise. And let us see how he reacts. And then Yashoda should call Krishna. And let us see how Krishna reacts then. You can see when Manoha calls Jivani, Jivani reacts different than if the king of Alaska. I'm just constructing an example. Maybe it's not a good example. It's actually not a good example. Excuse me, Manoha. And you will see, especially when the mother calls the child will react, whereas when the non-mother, is that an English word? The person who is not the real mother calls, the child will go about his business and not react. Okay, parent test. Who actually is the father and mother of Krishna? Who is actually Krishna? Meanwhile, Krishna was going on with the yagya. Swaha, swaha, swaha. The brahmanas went more and more enthusiastic with their mantras. And it was coming to the climax of the yagya. It became very loud. There were conchs all the time. And in the midst of all this, Devaki, the mother of Krishna, called Krishna. Swaha, swaha, swaha. Krishna continues. She called him 5 times. Okay, said Narada Muni, no reaction. Now let Yashoda call from the eastern gate. Yashoda just went one time. Kanai! Kanai is an affectionate name for Krishna. The moment that sound travels through the airways into Krishna, he began to tremble. He looked around. The Brahmana said, Swaha! Krishna looked, and all of a sudden his eyes went to the eastern gate, where he saw his mother Yashoda with tears in his eyes, and he got up like an intoxicated man. The Brahmana says, Swaha! And he first started to walk as if someone who is drunken with love moves forward. Then Narada Muni said, if it come now. And he began to yell out, Indra, Indra, Indra. Another sound traveled, and Indra said, now this was my clue. He came down to the planet Earth, and he saw how Dwaraka Krishna, the prince of Krishna, started to move towards the eastern gate, and then within a second changed into a small, naked little boy, dressed only with a cord around his waist. He had a tiger claw on his neck. He sported a peacock feather in his top knot. He had his flute and played all kinds of ecstatic melodies and ran, avoiding all the guards and so on, towards the eastern gate. Bal Krishna, the young Krishna, ran towards his mother Yashoda and father Nanda. And Indra was there, and seeing this sweet form of the Lord. Krishna is the sweetest form. Whoever has the chance to only see him for a blink of an eye will never forget. He is now a person who is drunken with ecstasy and progresses on his way to meet the Lord of Love. Whoever only sees him for a wink of a moment is bound forever with ropes of love, which he cannot separate, to the Lord of Love. And in this way, Krishna ran like a little boy, and at the end, he threw himself into the lap of Yashoda and called out, Maika, not Maika, that's a Yugoslavian, Ma, 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 Ma. And Indra saw this. He saw it only for a second, and he had all his misery removed by this short glance of Krishna. My dear devotees, my dear friends, you might say, well, two parents of Krishna? What is it now? You must know one thing about Krishna. Krishna reveals himself always according to how you approach him. When you approach him, seeing him as the Lord of Love in Vrindavan, he reveals himself in that way. When you call upon him as the God of the universe, he will reveal himself in that way. There is a verse in the 10th canto which describes how various groups saw Krishna when he entered with his elder brother Balaram the arena in Mathura. The restless who were there saw Krishna as a lightning bolt, irresistible strength. The men of Mathura, men, saw him as the best of males. The women saw him as the god of love and person. The cowherd men from Vrindavan saw him as their Shishu, small baby, and friend and relative like this. And the impious kings saw him as their chastiser. Better be aware of him, he will chastise us. His parents saw him as their child. And the king of the Bhojas, Kamsa, saw him as death personified. Yes, you can, for some we see, some see God as death, the force they cannot resist. The unintelligent saw him as the Supreme Lord's universal form. The yogis saw him as the absolute truth. And the Vrishnis saw him as the supreme worshipable deity. How do you see Krishna? What is your relationship? Indra, on that day, lost all his misery. Yes, he had offended Krishna. He had attacked his most dear devotees with lightning bolts and Samvataka clouds. But there's one saying about Krishna. The saying says, Krishna has no place in his heart for the mistakes of his devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Hare
Everybody please again Krishna everybody